Well, you'd be very much surprised. I told you, if you have the time, when I'm through, I'll go through and give you some examples
okay.
of what I'm looking for, if you're interested.
Okay, I would be.
But I can't do it until we're through,
okay.
because I might tell you something that would change the results of what you might say to me. All right, let's see. Name some berries for me that are edible.
Strawberry. Raspberry, blackberry.
All right.
Gooseberry.
When you're walking.
Except we don't have gooseberry here.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
When you're walking with children in the woods and they're picking berries, you say, now, children, you must be careful because some of those berries are...
poison.
Do they have mountain laurels in this area?
Not much unless it's specially planted.
I see. What does a mountain laurel look like?
Well, it's... the blooms are in clusters, kind of a pinkish, lavenderish, little cup-shaped flowers in clusters. Pretty.
Is it a tree or a vine or a bush?
I'd say it's a big bush. Maybe maybe gets as small as a small tree.
When you talked about the sumac, is this a tree or a bush?
It's a bush.
It's a bush.
It grows about so tall.
About 4.5 feet. Spreads out.
With a long stem with leaves on each side of the stem.
There's a kind of flower that you find in the mountains a great deal that I think of it as being pink, although I understand it can be white too. It's a low-growing shrub. You think of any names for a row?
Mm-mm.
A rhododendron?
Oh. Rhododendron, isn't that larger than that?
Well, that's why I want to know. It's better for me to say to you, what is a rhododendron?
I think it grows larger than that.
How large would you think of this grown?
Well, it's not a native plant here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure that I could tell you how large it gets.
But you think of it as being
bigger
a
than that.
About 3 or 4 feet high is the way you think. Oh, a tree. I mean, it can be a giant tree?
No.
A small tree? a large bush?
That's it. That's it.
You're waving your arm around. I couldn't decide what we were headed toward.
Not
tree
that,
bush?
But that.
Top on pole? Does it? What color flowers do you think of it as having?
I don't know.
You don't?
Mm-hmm.
It is not the same as a mountain laurel.
I don't think so.
All right. There is a beautiful tree that is, I'm sure Mississippi is full of, because I've seen a lot of them, with the white flowers and the shiny green leaves, the southern tree.
Magnolia.
Mm-hmm. All right. A person who is married may refer to, if she is a woman, she would refer to the man as her
husband.
Do you hear them referring to him in any sort of joking way of, I must ask
the old lady.
Would women
the
say
old man.
The old man too?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear him say the mister or the missus?
Yes.
Anything else you think of along that line? The wife?
Mm-hmm.
My man?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. A woman whose husband has died is a...
widow.
All right. Your male parent was your...
father.
And your female parent was your
mother.
Both of them together were your
parents.
What did you call your father?
Dad.
Did you? When you were talking to him? Did you have any other things you called him? Did you joke?
Well, a long time ago we called him Papa. But then we shortened it down to Dad.
When was this? How old were you when you changed?
When I was quite young, we all said Papa.
I see. And then
After I got older, high school age and along in there, it was Dad.
Then it became Dad.
Mm-hmm.
What did you call your mother?
Mama.
Now, you never changed that.
Mm-mm.